Well, hello, humans and podcast fans. Wow, I have an announcement to make. And, how do I set this up for you guys? We've had so much fun doing this podcast, first of all. The host that we've had, the co-host, the people, the insight, the understanding. I'm getting a little jokey. So, Anyways, thank you for tuning into this episode. You guys have been faithful every single week to watch the podcast, to listen to the podcast, to be a part of the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are starting up a tour right now that's going to be pretty, it's going to take a lot from me, from the team. Like the tour is called Funny How Marriage Works. We're going to be helping marriages in a big way. So what we've decided to do with the podcast is we're going to drop it bi-weekly now. You thought we was canceling the whole thing, didn't you? I got a little emotional, a little choked up. You probably did too. No. Instead of doing it every week, we're going to move it to once every 2 weeks. See how I made it a little emotional as far as you thought we was just going to end the whole thing? Then when I brought it to 2 weeks, you was like, oh, okay, I could do that. If I would have started the 2 weeks, it would have been way too hard for you to swallow. But instead, boom, we did the thing this way. So I hope you understand this, meaning we really want to be able to give you the best possible. So we're going to go to every 2 weeks on Tuesday at the exact same time. You're going to get your episodes of Funny How Life Works. I so appreciate you guys. And please go to michaeljourney.com to find out where a tour might be coming in your area. Also, we're going to be dropping some courses. We're doing some cool stuff with this cooking show idea. There's some great things going on. And the podcast will continue. It's just going to be every bi-weekly. But if you want it every week, all you got to do is just listen twice. Listen to it on Tuesday, and then listen again the next Tuesday and play like you didn't hear the first Tuesday. And it'll be just like it ever was before, except for you got to do some mental work in order to make that happen and feel like reality to you. Anyway, I appreciate you. Thank you for continuing to share this. Thank you for continuing to support us. You guys are 100% awesome. Enjoy this episode and the next one, too. Weeks from this one. I'm out. I love you for real.
So awesome, if you had to choose who to do another album with, would it be Pacal or Snoop again? Who would you choose?
Hey, listen, I'm just going to be 1,000, man. Like, I think, you know, like, rapping wise, I feel like Kyle's a little better,
see?
Man.
Ooh, see, look at this.
Thank yeah. you. Yo, welcome to Funny How Life Works. I'm super excited. My co-host, who does the most and even rap sometimes, and then some might even, it's been said.
Come on, when was it said? We might hear, you might be predicting the future.
Out. There's something that happened in this episode that is amazing. Someone actually, a bona fide hip-hop artist.
Come on now.
Actually makes a statement about Pastor Kyle.
Amen.
That he's not going to let loose anytime soon.
Take your time.
It involves Pastor Kyle, Snoop, and a legit hip-hop artist from our hometown.
Ooh, I could go be with Jesus right now.
But he's probably going to send you back because you're a little too prideful right now. That's hilarious. So you're about to learn some stuff. I'm excited. You might be wondering, what can you learn from us? Well, you're about to find out.
Okay.
I love this podcast.
You'll be laughing out loud and all of a sudden, boom, something that can really help you drops in your lap.
I like it because I unexpectedly learn about life.
It is so funny.
I get to laugh and learn about life at the same time.
I like listening to Funny How Life Works with the car of my parents. With the car in my parents. Okay.
Boom. So how you been, man?
I've been good, man.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good to see you again.
You as well, man, even though we're on this couch together. Saying it's hard to look at you. I don't know for sure.
I like the color of this couch.
It is a nice color.
Did you pick it out?
Yeah, it was here when we got here. Okay. So, yeah. You guys may be wondering, hey, the studio looks different. It does, because we decided to do something different.
That's right, man.
Right?
It's a good look.
You wanted to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
I see you still trying to steal my haircut.
Yeah. It's really just a shave it down type of thing.
Yeah, we never talk about it.
How's you?
Yeah, she said you better stop calling her Yu-Yu.
He got a daughter named
Mimi.
He got a daughter named Mimi. Sounds
she says,
selfish.
My name's not Yu-Yu.
She's hilarious. She's beautiful. Uh-huh. She's so awesome.
I need to show her one of your movies. I don't know if she remembers.
She's never?
I think she watched at least one, but then she She forgets.
You know what's funny about the movie? One of the movies I did, I said, this has happened twice. So I did this movie, Selfie Dad. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask my friends. I'll be like, hey, did you see Selfie Dad? And this dude thought this was better. He said, no, I didn't see it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Then he said, well, I started it.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? On
the
real?
That is the best.
I, you know, you bother me about that book all the time.
Yeah. What book?
The Book I'm Supposed to Write.
Yeah, yeah. Bother? Yeah. Is that the right phrase?
Oh, you encourage me.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's better.
You encourage me. Yeah, I believe it's time. I had a couple things happen over the last 8 days that just confirmed it. You know how you feel like God speaks with great clarity? Yeah.
Yep. It's time. So when can we expect it? Because it's been like it's been a little bit, right?
Well, I think what it was the voice of God mattered more than yours. No, I'm kidding. Soon.
Well, I hope so. Soon. You're very kidding soon. About God's voice soon. Being more important than mine?
Nah, I wasn't debating. He just hadn't spoken with such clarity.
I don't
think
the book's going to be that great. Oh, no, it'll be great. Wow. I'm excited.
That hurt.
No, I'm saying I think it'll be great, but you made it sound like the Lord has written it for you.
Oh, well, he just told me it's time. But no.
I can't wait till it comes out, dude.
Yeah, I've been good, man. It's good. It's time. Ready.
It's dope. Yep. That message you did the other, I saw that message you did. What was it about again? It was really powerful. I remember how
it was about the promised king, and it was a particular moment when life shakes us to the core. We're going to turn to God and listen to him, or we're not. And God wants to speak. It's just a matter of we're going to listen. But it was interesting. We're talking about King Ahaz when he put his trust in man instead of in God. And it just made me reflect on, I want to have the excitement to hear the voice of the Lord for the rest of my life. I don't want it to ever decline. I want it to grow, and I want that for my people.
That's dope, which is what probably inspired the book, because now you're actually going to write it because you heard God's voice.
Well, and too specific, yes.
I can't wait to hear about those things. So we need people to leave a review.
Yeah, reviews.
Leave a review on all platforms, wherever you're watching it.
Make sure you like you want to get these notifications that the new episodes are out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can leave a voicemail too.
What's the phone number for voicemail?
214-308-1177.
Leave a voicemail. Let's listen to a voicemail while we're here.
Anytime they ask for the phone number.
Oh. Hi, Michael Jr. I was wondering, you had advertised some videos that you had made for people who are in transition, for people who are going through a major life change, a new direction, and you had been advertising them in one of your programs, I guess, or one of your videos online. It was a DVD, a series of DVDs, good for individual or group, and I think it included a workbook. And I don't even remember the title, but I was wondering if somebody from your office could maybe give me a call and let me know a little bit more about them and how I could obtain them. My phone number is 406.
Right. Hey, wait. Let's call her back. Can we call her back?
Yeah.
Let's just call her.
She was like, oh, I thought I was calling John Maxwell. She's
like, can we call her? Let's
just
call her.
I was looking for the 12 what's her laws name? Of effective leadership.
What is her name?
This is going to be really good.
And we're just going to call her back because this is really a customer service question.
Hi, Michael Jr. I was wondering.
She says her name. Go fast forward to the end.
My name is Angie.
Let's call Angie.
Thank you so much.
All right, Angie. How'd you know she said her name at the end? You heard this voicemail before? Sure.
Nobody gives her a number without their name. My phone number is, you're not going to not say your name. Wow. Let's call Angie. We're going to call. This is a customer service question. We're going to call Angie. Let's see. All right, this is Angie.
Angie.
This could be her. She is not expecting this call.
Or her husband.
If it's her husband, I'll be like, yo,
is Angie there?
What up, girl?
You know she's not going to answer because she thinks it's the telemarketer.
She does.
And we just walked through election season. Did you?
Hello?
Hey, Angie, how you doing?
I'm well. Who's
that? This is Michael Jr. in Pacao.
Hey, Angie.
This is
a comedic thought leader.
This is Michael Jr. and on the Funny How Life Works podcast.
Hi, brother. How are you? To what do I owe this joy and this privilege?
Well, you left a voicemail.
Wait. I want to know, Angie, what are you doing right now? It seems like we kind of interrupted you doing something.
Well, you know, I was playing my guitar. I was just worshiping the Lord.
You were worshiping the Lord. Wow.
You know, she was saying, Lord, if he would ever just respond to my voicemail about those workbooks that I was looking for,
Yeah, you left a voicemail about the workbooks for people who wanted to, who are in transition, and we thought we'd call you back.
Thank you. Yes, where are those elusive workbooks?
They are. It's the name of the. It's a course we created called Funny How Life Works, and one of my producers. And we're gonna get you access to that, but you gotta play us a song. Yeah, you already got your guitar. You might as well play us a song. And we're going to, and then we'll.
Oh, you know, I only play unto the Lord.
Well, guess what? He's listening. He's listening.
Wow.
You know, are you thinking, the Lord don't listen to our podcast? He does.
Angie, what state do you live in?
No, man, we're about to get a song. I'm trying to change
Montana. Subject.
You live where?
Montana.
Yeah, you got to play for us.
Yeah, you got to play a little something for us.
Because I know there's nobody else there that hears you play.
Yeah, come on. This is an opportunity, Angie.
It's the Lord that hears me, you folks. Oh, I play new songs. You know, I just sing from my heart. I sing prayers. I'm kind of snowbound. I live in a mountain, and snow came early, and it came really heavy, and so I'm kind of snowbound, and so you know, one of the things I do is I spend a lot of time in the Word and in prayer, and you know, I sing some new songs unto the Lord.
That's
and
great,
you know,
great.
This is what I do.
Angie, it's great. I'm going to need you to do a song, Angie, if you would please. Right, I am just a couple bars of a song, if you could please. I think it'd be awesome. We really want to hear it. This is a we called you, right? So yeah, it's okay. You may not think that you're amazing, but watch how we respond. So go ahead, give us a little something. And three, and two, and one.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine.
Come on, Angie.
Wow, that is beautiful. Well done. Wow,
that's a great song.
So beautiful.
That's a good one.
Is that original? I don't know that music.
No,
that
that's a good song. So what's the chorus? What are the words to the chorus of that song?
Kyle's looking for an opportunity to sing.
No, I love that song. I can't think of the chorus.
That wasn't an original. That was not an original. Right. You know
right,
that.
Right. But what's the chorus? Because it's like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you just agreeing right now? I don't know
what's
you're doing.
What's the chorus? It's my Jesus, I love thee. I could look it up on my phone.
Great.
I'm going to have to pull out.
That's okay.
I'm going to have to pull out my hymnal.
That's
okay. Okay.
You hear what we're going to do. We're going to send you access to the course that you were referring to absolutely free. And if any of the listeners, if you want a course, it's not free for you, just for Angie, because she sang us a song all the way from the mountains.
Yeah, you say you snowbound, but are you snowed in or snowbound? Like, do you need some food, some sled dogs to bring you some supplies?
Hey, Angie, it wasn't that funny. It wasn't that funny, Angie. It was okay.
You know, St. Bernard's with the barrel.
What's that?
What's that?
No, go ahead. You said you have enough food and supplies.
Oh, I have food and supplies. I knew I was going to be up here this winter, so yes, I have food and supplies, and I do have to hike out if I want to get to a county road, and then I can get a lift from a friend, you know, if I need to get out. So I'm not like miles and miles and miles into the wilderness. I'm, you know, I can hike out.
That's
so
great.
It's not
the police can't find you. That's what's important.
We should do a whole episode of Angie one day, but that's another story.
We just randomly call Angie and be like, "Yo, Angie, what's up with
you? Are you still snowed in?"
Hey, Angie, have you ever heard of Stephen Malcolm?
No.
Okay, you should look him up. He's Stephen Malcolm. He's a guy that did a song with Snoop Dogg. But he's a rapper who loves Jesus. Yes. You ever listen to rap music, Angie, in the mountains of Montana?
I don't.
Well, it's funny because we actually made a rap about you. Kyle's going to do it right now.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
No, the rap version about Angie, the rap song.
Oh, about Angie.
Yeah, Angie in the mountains.
A-N-G-I-E, Angie, in the mountains, see? What you doing, man? You off beat.
I didn't know where he was going. All right, let's start over. This is the song, Angie, that we wrote for you, In the Mountains.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, here we go. I once knew a woman named Angie. I took her to the mountain to see if we could go down a sled and have the fun in the mountains with her dogs and run all through the snow, making some tracks. I don't know what to say. It sounded kind of whack, but all I know is Angie is snowbound there. So, Angie, I hope you comb your hair. Ooh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Angie, thanks for being a fan. Thanks for listening. What did you think of the rap?
Yeah, it was
all right. Yeah, see? Hey, did you? There you go, Angie. Did you think it was better? Did you think it was better than Snoop Dogg? You think it was better than Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. If you ever want to know about the song I was singing, it's page 456
of the American Baptist Standard. He's taking it right back to Jesus
for you, Pastor.
Yeah,
Angie,
that's right.
You're awesome.
I love that hymn.
Listen, Angie, we might randomly call you just because you're awesome. And
bound in the snow.
Bound in the snow. We may randomly give you a call on the next episode as well. You're awesome, Angie. Thank you so much.
Because, you know, I need some fun in my life, and thank you for remembering me. God bless you, dear brothers, and all the best, okay?
Everybody from our team is going to call you to get you the details. That was dope, dude.
That's good.
Thank you.
Oh, she's still here?
All
right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye, Angie.
All right, bye, Angie. Non-sponsor is Funny for the forgotten. That's right. Wow. It's a brand new website.
We should speak.
You guys should go to the. Often. It's a brand new. It's a brand new website. Go to funnyfortheforgotten.com if you want to help people get to experience laughter even in hard places. So,
yeah,
dude, it's time to go ahead and introduce our guest.
Yep.
Boom. So here's what's dope. The reason I say you had that no long before, like, the no, what would somebody like? Talk to me about that moment, like you when you found out Snoop was going to do the album with you. Like, what ran through your mind when he did that song? Like,
in the music industry, nothing is for certain until it is signed on the dotted line. So I've learned to just not get my hopes up. And in this certain situation, I was like, it was really a thing of, Lord, it's in your hands. Like, this was the first time in my career that I said that about a record, too, because... Yeah, we paid him, but bruh, we definitely did not pay him what that snippet came out. And he was like $250,000 or $500,000, like $500,000. Definitely what we paid him, he did not have to do the record. He definitely didn't have to do the video. And so the whole time, man, I just was praying like, Lord, if this is in your will, because it's something legendary, bro, a Christian hip hop artist working with one of the most iconic hip hop artists ever. Mm-hmm. And I did it, man. It was just the Lord's favor, bro, like period, like from start to finish when he said he was going to do it. And it came from an email. If you hear the beat, I had the record and I was like, it sounds West Coast. So I went to my A&R and he's the guy that, you know, the saying relationships are worth more than money.
Yeah, absolutely.
This guy's the definition of that. Like he just knows everybody. So he sent Snoop and him the record. And right there, I was watching them email back and forth. They was like, give us 24 hours. Snoop loves the record. The next day, Snoop's vocals were in. It literally was the fastest turnaround on the whole album. And I'm talking about, I got all my Christian hip hop homies on it, but some of them took, you know, hey, you still got that verse. So Snoop,
right.
Snoop was 24 hours, just like he said. And it was surreal when I first heard the vocals and got them back. And then it was like, oh my gosh. We need to do a video. Oh my gosh, we got to shoot a video. Let's ask them if they're going to they can shoot a video. And so it was like, you know, after we got it, I was like, oh my gosh, we actually really have it. Can we polish it? Then can we turn it into a diamond? And then can we display it? Can we get primary on? Because you can go to your phone and say, hey, Siri, play Summertime by Snoop Dogg. And our song comes up. So wow. Just to even lock that down, wow. Like you have to, he has to like it. And so, yeah, even the interaction, just, you know, shaking up with him and the gem that he gave me was just like, yo, you know, he was like, great music makes moments like this. This is a great song, nephew. Wow. Great music makes moments like this.
So how has it been received by the rest of the Christian hip hop community?
Man, it's for the most part, amazing, legendary, great. But you know, there came that sliver of hate, bro. A
look
show,
at you now. You're swimming with the devil, ain't you? You're swimming with the devil.
Show somebody canceled your show?
With that.
Yeah, bro. Listen, two shows canceled. Like one of them was a college in Kansas, like a week after I posted, no, like 2 days after I posted the promo for it. We got the email. Sorry, we're deciding to go. And it's like, man, like, and it really crushed me. because I got a son to feed. Like, I feed my son with the money that I make from my ministry. And
I hope you feed your wife too.
And Kyle,
you feed her too, right?
Didn't wait.
No,
wait, so is he hungry
like
right now?
Too, like,
is he
my family? He my whole.
Let's go back to your boy. Is he, did he eat though?
Yeah, but it crushed you.
And bro, like, it crushed me, man, because Kyle, like, and you, like, you know my story, and there's certain people that really know my heart. But it's just like, man, there's certain people, organizations, booking people, churches that won't book me because of my post. And it's just, it just, wait,
what did the
me,
post
like,
say? Like, what did the post say exactly? Or is it just the fact that you,
it
like,
said summertime remix featuring Snoop Dogg coming in a month.
Yeah. Wow. It's just the mere mention of the name Snoop Dogg. It's like they said about Jesus, if he knew who he was hanging out with, that he's going to the house of a sinner, like, he wouldn't be hanging out with them. And Jesus is like, no, y'all got it wrong.
And so, you, meanwhile, you're like, yeah, listen, man, I grew up in a house full of Snoop Dogs. I don't know why y'all think like, that's what, yeah. Wow.
Like, yeah. And how you say it, and it's, you're totally correct with like my upbringing. Like, bro, one of my first music videos that I fell in love with was Gin and Juice. Like, like, as a kid, that's how I grew up and what I seen, and I fell in love with it. I grew a fro out because I seen Snoop with a fro. I had my mom buy me Chuck Taylors. Like, the hip-hop culture really influenced me.
Yeah.
And so, as a man of God, when you bring that to me, like, yo, you can shine your light in front of Snoop Dogg, I'm not turning that down, bro. That was where my heart was with it. And so, then I have people taking, you know, bread out of my family's mouth because they don't know my heart. They're just judging a post and who I associate myself
and
with.
And here's the thing, man. Some of the people
for 20 minutes for a video shoot.
Some of the people, I guarantee, some of the people who decided not to cancel those events probably got Snoop downloaded on their phone.
Like, for real. Bro, so those have been the dopest conversations at shows when the youth pastors are actually like, yo, Snoop, can you get him here tonight to do the song? Yeah. Like, and those are the because they'll actually genuinely ask, like, hey, man, like, how did that come about, man? Like, what was the inspiration and how was the impact? Yeah. And that's what I love to share, like, because I'll go off at festivals now when I talk about it and I get fired up, because you got to let people know, like, what happened to actually, we all clap our hands, we're like, we got to be light in the darkness, right? And amen, amen. But yo, no, really,
yeah, like, yo,
who's going out in the dark and being the light? Yeah. And man, dogs, so I really believe in that, like, coming from where I come from the hood, bro, the ghetto, like, the dark. We need light, bro.
That is
we
beautiful.
Need light.
So they basically would say, hey, we need light in the dark. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's too dark. Don't go in there. It's too dark.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's too dark.
Yeah. Too dark.
Yeah. Too dark. So dude, this little light of mine, by the way, I actually enjoy, especially when I perform at clubs. This, like, my light, first
this
of all, my
light
is not that.
I love shining it in the daytime.
Yeah, exactly. I don't make any
when
sense
it just
at
blends
all.
In.
I can't wait to go to the beach with this light I got. What in the world are you going to do at the beach? What's your light?
The street lights are going to come on at 2 p.m. today. I can't wait.
I need, the dark is so good because it makes this little dull light I have seem like it's really, really bright.
So good stuff, Stephen, I want to talk to you about, you mentioned this to me, that there was more pressure going into this album to kind of just go mainstream, to get away from your Christ-centered roots. And even the label that gets put on you, you're a Christian rapper. But I don't know if you push back against that label. Talk to us about how you stay true to who Christ has made you in this album.
Yeah.
Or do you?
Oh, man. No, that's one of the reasons why. Hey, shout out to Airbnb, man. They need to sponsor the next album.
The non-sponsor.
Hey, as long as it's not an Airbnb in the ghetto, it's too dark there. Not an Airbnb in the ghetto.
Too dark. Yeah. Not around the sinners. Get Airbnb around the saints, wherever they are. So yeah, man. It was just me by myself, man. And if you know anything about, you know, the industry, it's, you're there, there's producers, there's songwriters, there's engineers, there's, you know, opinions. And then when you're on a label, there's opinions and approvals that you have to go through. And nah, man, this was the album that I just locked in, me by myself. These are my thoughts. This is Stephen. How do you feel today? Not Stephen, what will work at a youth group? Stephen, what will work on Christian radio? You know what I mean? This is that project. And so it was beautiful, wow. man. I really got to engrave myself in it. And I intentionally added my bonus track on there, the record with even with Shaggy as well, because it's just like, bro, I feel like when I retire and I'm older.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Oh, for
yeah, I got a record with him too. That's a whole other story we could go into.
It wasn't me.
Wow.
Bruh.
Thought she had me on camera. Like, it wasn't me.
Yeah, like
that is dope.
It's like tell me another artist, man, with the capacity and the eclecticness. And the dynamicness to, bro, go from a Shaggy
to Snoop
with Patois to LA West Coast vibe record with Snoop. And my biggest streamed record is even louder, a Christian record with an older white woman named Natalie Grant. Yeah. Bro, God has no limits. My artistry will have no limits, bro.
That's beautiful, that's good. Yo.
You got a line in one of your songs. It's like, I think it's like, got me a house with a yacht on the lake or something like that. And then you say, no, I'm just kidding, but the future looks great. And that was on the previous album. Wow. So I hear you've done well.
You got your Airbnb on the lake?
That's right. You could retire, I'm told, but you choose not to. Like, why keep going?
Oh, man, there's more work to be done, man. I was telling my friend the other day, like, because, you know, my homies, you know, they'll give me the praise for the inspiration that I bring. But it's just like, man, I really feel like I'm still just getting started. I still go places and some people don't even know Fuego. And that record goes crazy anytime I'm somewhere in the Midwest or anywhere sometimes. So, but I just still feel like, bro, there's such an urgency to keep going, my G. Like, there's still so much darkness, bro. You know what I mean? And all these mass shootings and just the things that are put into our culture, bro. Like, I heard something disturbing last night about, like, Disney trying to make they're like about to paint Jesus as just like a man figure and take out his divinity. So it's just like, bro, this culture needs people who are real and still about that kingdom work, bro, for real.
Wow.
And can relate to the people, bro. So as Jesus did.
Yeah, and can still go to dark places and be cool there. Like I remember when I played Vegas, this is a long time ago. I played Vegas and a friend of mine afterwards who was playing at the Mirage, we were in the green room and he was making plans to go to this club at the Bellagio for something because he knew somebody there or whatever. And he pointed around the room, he's like, hey, you want to go to Bellagio? And the dude was like, oh yeah, I'll go. And then he got to me and he looked at me and was like, you don't want to go, do you? And I was like, what am I going to burn or melt if I go? Like, what's going to happen? Yeah. So I didn't take it as a challenge. Like, dude, I'll go, because it made sense for us all to ride together anyway. And my hotel was, so I was like, I'll go. And I go, dude, to the Bellagio. And there's this, first of all, as we walk in, there's these two bathtubs on the side of the Bellagio. And there's women inside the tubs. I mean, they got on bikinis, but they're bathing themselves with water with roses in it. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this job title called? What is this job title? Like, what does she do? What does she put on her resume after this? Like, what do you?
She's the flower girl.
And you've probably been to this before. We walk down into this basement in the bottom of Bellagio, and it is a sea of people. And the lights are flashing, and the music is playing, and they're playing a Jay-Z song, and it's saying something about Yahweh, I don't know the music at all. And everybody got their hands in the air. And they're worshiping this song. And I'm like, they don't even know what they're, like, they're just following each other. Like, nobody has a leader here. And they're singing these lyrics that I know was confessing something that they have no idea what it was. And my heart just went out to them in that moment. But I was so glad I was there. Like, I was glad. And I'm also glad for you because, dude, your music is clearly just as strong, actually stronger, because it has an anointing on it. So you can get into those places with that music and have them people saying that thing, because they don't know what they're singing anyway. Mm. So they may as well be singing something up as opposed to something down. And that's what you're delivering to the people, dude. And I appreciate you for it.
Yeah, man. I do want to know on this album, what has been the best performing song? What's been the best performing single on the album?
Yeah. And
dude, man, probably
That's
probably on point.
Yeah.
That's Grand Rapids right
on
there.
On point, the way bro. He said that.
Polly. Only Grand Rapids say Polly. Polly want a cracker.
He said on point like Brady. And you, did we just lose him? We lost him. Well, we might have to go off the cuff without him. We didn't hit his hard stop.
We lost another rapper, everybody.
We got a nice pick. We lost another.
All right.
There we go.
Hey, so we got one last question for you. Hey, so you know what a rapper has not done yet? Well, anyway, because I don't listen to they. I haven't heard that album where they got the really hilarious comedic thought leader in the beginning of it who's doing comedy and then the rap come in. I haven't heard that yet. Has that even have you even thought about that before? Have you even considered such a thing? I'm not suggesting myself, but I'm just saying in general, some comedy in the middle and then some rap and then boom, more comedy. I just want you to soak on it a little bit. Wow. Man. Just think about it for a little while. That's
I
all.
I thought that was the rapping Duke.
I guess
the dude was like da ha da ha
da ha 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 ha.
Do you remember that song? That was before you were born.
Yeah, that was Steve. Before that. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he
probably was.
Wow, he just made us probably way was. Older just now. He's like, probably was. Hey, so here's what's going to happen. Kyle is going to go off the cuff on something that you said that's really going to bless the people. And I want you to hear it because it's going to be pretty dope. So go ahead.
The off the cuff moment I want to go off the cuff on is when you talked about you grew up in the hood with a bunch of people that looked up to Snoop. That when you got the opportunity to go before Snoop, someone that you had looked up to when you were younger and shine the light of Christ, you didn't see that as a negative thing, but you saw it as an opportunity. And it makes me think so much about people in the Bible, people like Moses, who was called by God, but then had to go back to the very place where he had been raised. He was an Israelite, but he was raised in as an Egyptian. I think about even Paul after his conversion on the road to Damascus, and he's got to go and talk to people about the need to reach the Gentiles. And it's the very group of people that he used to be hanging out with. And so I just think that sometimes when we become Christ followers, when we have our lives transformed, we think it means we have to totally leave behind every relationship that we have from our past. We tell people, get ready to make some new friends, which you will, but somebody has to be willing to go back and share with those old friends. And so I love the fact that you saw that as purposeful. And I hope for our listeners, you might ask yourself the question, who did I leave behind and leave in the dark rather than going back to take the light? That's the off-the-cuff moment.
That is beautiful. But you know why? Because that is what the Amazing. Big dude who broke the glass did for Steven, right?
Yeah, yeah, Biko.
Like if that dude, if he would have just walked off and when he saw him, be like, nah, I'm not about that no more.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about that life. He would not have approached Steven, told him about Christ, told him about this church he could go to, and then we wouldn't have who we have right now. We would hear, this dude named S. Malcolm, and Snoop did another song. Like, you would have a different name.
We would have never heard the song that Steven and I did that nobody can ever hear anymore.
Yeah, I don't even know if it really happened.
No, it did happen. I have an audio recording of it.
But he has heat.
It really did, man.
Yeah. Well,
I'm disappointed in you.
It's one of my best days.
Kyle can freestyle, man. It's
so awesome, if you had to choose who to do another album with, would it be Pacal or Snoop again? Who would you choose?
Hey, listen, I'm just going to be 1,000, man. Like, I think, you know, like, rapping-wise, I feel like Kyle's a little better,
see?
Man.
Ooh, see, look at that.
Yeah, he must
thank
have said,
man.
I feel like when it came to the summertime, if I would have gave it to both of them and have, because Snoop's verse is definitely a freestyle, you could tell. I feel like Kyle would have came definitely a little harder, man. Shout out to Uncle Snoop. I love him, but man, Kyle got some bars,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Now we got to live with this.
I'll send you the check afterwards.
Now we got to live with this. Wow.
But we should capture that audio.
Yeah,
and that
I have
should
a feeling
become
you
the
will.
New, the new show promo.
Yeah,
I got bars.
Oh man, goodness! Gracious.
I love it.
Wow, you could. I'm really proud of you, man. You made a choice with the bars. You decided to deliver them as opposed to stand behind them.
There you go.
Way to get it done, dude. Like, for real. We're proud of you. All right, so let's spin the wheel, and then we're going to let you go, man.
Spin the wheel
again.
Because
I know you got some stuff you got to do. And then you can, whenever you want to have that comedy on your next album.
He just spun it.
He didn't even mention that at all.
All right.
Hey, man, yeah. That sounds like a sold-out arena tour.
Boom.
Right there.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, here's the question this time. What is something that has happened in your life that every time you think about it, it makes you laugh all day.
I got one. When he said Kyle was a better rapper than Snoop. I got that one.
That's good.
All right, what's your answer that makes you
die laughing?
Oh man. Something that happened in my man, probably when I think about like foolishness that I used to do back in the day. So like, yeah, I'm that guy who like one of my like sins, unfortunately, is like coarse joking. And so it stems from like my carnal like boredom when I was a kid. So I was that kid who I would just go around and at night and just bust people's windows for fun.
Me too. It was a requirement in Grand Rapids. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And that brought me joy for some reason. So when I think of the stupid stuff that I used to do back in the day that would just, man, I could end up like killed or in jail.
Yeah.
It just cracks me up nowadays. I just laugh because it's like, Steven, what was you thinking?
Yeah, and you still do it today. When you say stuff like Kyle can rap better than Snoop.
Why would you
still
go back to that?
Yeah, sometimes people just do stupid stuff.
I'm going to find that song. Actually, just send me the music and I'll just put my own freestyle to it.
Let's just find out right now. In closing, you got 2 minutes left.
Your boy can rap, man. Your boy can rap.
Listen, in closing, we got 2 minutes left. Go.
I'm going to do the rap that I did that night when Steven and I recorded. Here's how it started. I'm like, man, it's kind of strange. I hear myself in my brain. They got this beat in the back. I'm at the edge, it's number whack. My name is Kyle. You know I got the style. Kicking it at KCC, yeah, all the while. Make you smile while the beats clap way in the back. I make the feet clap and I make the toes clap.
All right. Now,
that's
we got
remember.
Snoop on the line.
One.
Wait,
two,
he's still asleep.
Three,
he's still
asleep. He's still asleep. Doggy, doggy, Dr. Dre is at the door.
All right, dude, you're awesome, man. We proud of you. Way to represent. Like, for real. It's me, you, Kyle, Mayweather.
And the bars.
And the bars. As well, man.
And the bars.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff, dude. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah,
all right, man.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me, bro. Midwest Boys.
All right, man. Thanks, Steve.